I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm looking forward to this interview. Good friend of the show. We've had him on a couple times. I know you guys were chatting the other night. Steven Souza, who a couple of years ago banged 30 bombs for the Rays, and then he went to the D-backs, and he got hurt, so he's a free agent. So he's looking for a home. He's going to find one at some point soon, I would imagine. And he's with us here on the show. Steve, welcome back, buddy. How you been?
Guys, it's always a pleasure being back on the show. You know, I'm a big fan of the both of you.
Yeah, most certainly. Where are you? How are you doing physically? I know you hurt your knee back in March, I think, last year. How are you doing physically?
Man, I'm doing terrific. It was last game of spring training, slipped on home plate, tore my ACL and LCL in the same place.
Oh.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
But
was it wet out? Was it raining?
But, you know... No, I mean, we're indoors there.
I think you said spring training. Didn't you say spring training?
Yeah. But it's the exhibition game.
Gotcha. That's right.
And then we play at Chase Field, and it was just...
That's right.
Yeah, I don't really know how to explain what happened. It was beyond anything I could comprehend. But I'll tell you this, it was pretty scary when it happened, but, man, I'm doing pretty good right about now.
Well, that's good. Hopefully you land on somewhere, a team somewhere soon. And get back onto the playing field. But, Steve, we were talking via social media the other day, direct messaging, about this suspensions that were handed down to the Astros, and then ultimately knew that the Red Sox were going to do something with Cora. But, I mean, how big is this? Because BT and I were talking about it earlier. It can't just be these two teams. How big is this issue in Major League Baseball?
It's definitely an issue, right? And I think that, you'd be fooled to think it was just the Astros that were just doing this or just the Red Sox that was going on. I mean, you know, a lot of the things in our meetings was like trying to defend a lot of this stuff from different teams. And, when I came over from Tampa, I don't know if they're just naive to what's going on over there or whatnot, but I had no idea this was going on. And then, when I went over to Arizona, they had warned me that a lot of the stuff, you know, we have to defend around this stuff because this stuff happens around the league. And so I was pretty naive. But, you know, I don't know to what extent every team is doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, which team stopped when Manfred said stop. You know, I don't know those details. I'm not in the clubhouse. I can't tell you that. But I can tell you that, everybody was using it as a benefit at the beginning because – it really wasn't a rule at first, and then from that point on, it was, I don't know, the Astros definitely took it to a different level.
Yeah. No, you talk about, like, having meetings to defend, like, what's happening. What happens in that type of meeting? Like, how do you defend from having your sign stolen? You know what I mean? Like, what do you have to do specifically?
So I'll give you an example just specifically. So when we went into Houston in 18, we were in a playoff race in 18, and they ended up taking 2 out of 3 from us at home. We beat them at our place at Chase Field, 2 out of 3, with some really close games that there was really no offense in. And then they beat us pretty good over in Houston. And we went into that series, and we had caught wind of this going on pretty early and with nobody on base, right? So you're always trying to defend with somebody on second base, steal your signs,
yeah,
multiple signs, change up the signs, use very intricate signs, different things like that. But in Houston, you had to go there, and when there was nobody on base, you had to use multiple signs. And not only that, you had to change them all the time with nobody on base. And, it's tough for pitchers. Usually when there's no one on base, you can kind of breathe and get your sign and go. But when that stuff is happening in Houston, you're constantly on guard on, like, man, they could be doing something right now, you know. And so it's something that you talk about in the meetings, like, look, we're going to change the sign constantly. Listen for anything, be on guard. If you hear anything, if you see somebody moving in the dugout, just be watching so that because it's a huge advantage. I mean, if I know what's coming and it's a strike, I definitely would be a, about 400 hitter, but I'd be a Hall of Fame hitter probably if I knew every pitch that was coming in my career, you know?
But, Steve, you say that maybe a little hyperbolically, but I believe you because I said to Tiki before, I said, listen, hitting a baseball, you know this, a darting changeup or a slider that explodes or 98 at the under the chin, it's hard. I mean, it's really hard, late movement, et cetera, you know? But if you know what's coming, really, it goes from trying to do the hardest thing in pro sports to batting practice. Like, that's how different it becomes.
No doubt about it. And you watch guys, the whole thing in hitting, right, is you want to put yourself in the position to create the greatest room for error. So I want to be able to hit a fastball, and if I'm early, I want to be able to hit the breaking ball out front, right, and be able to clip it. But if I know for a fact that it's a breaking ball, okay, that's eliminated. Now I'm all – it's where I'm going to hit it. Am I going to hit it hard enough to left to get up and out? Is it going to be to right? Like, am I going to be on – like, am I going to time it up perfectly? Is it going to be a strike? You're eliminating an entire aspect of the game and making it easy.
When you have about 1/1,000th of a second to determine what the hell you're going to do as that pitch is bearing down on you.
No doubt.
Oh,
no
man.
Doubt. I mean, it's the same. You look at a guy like I'll give you a perfect example. Tyler Glasnow, right?
Yeah.
A two-pitch pitcher, but they're both elite pitches. Mm-hmm. They're elite, right? I mean, he's got a 100-mile-an-hour fastball with a hammer of a curveball. Well, if I know that it's just a fastball, well, then I can just jump and try and turn it around. I don't have to wait and see if it's a breaking ball.
That's true.
If I know it's a breaking ball, I just got to get the ball up now, and I can turn and try and hit it out, and that's dangerous.
Man, we're talking to Steven Souza with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Good friend of the show, currently a free agent, former Ray, Nats as well. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
So when you were down in Houston and you're playing them in this series, did you ever hear any of this stuff that's being alluded to?
You mean like the bangs?
Like the banging. Did you hear any trash cans being banged or hoots or hollers? Did you hear any of that, or is that just commonplace?
No, I definitely heard it. It was kind of like the first time you hear it, you're like, am I hearing really something? Like, this is kind of strange. And then you hear some whistles every now and then, but, you know, you don't want to – it's very dangerous to accuse a team of doing something to that magnitude as a player because you kind of alienate yourself. And you want to give – like, for me, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt and just say, I think they're so good that you're just trying to look for anything, right? But, you know, I have to go back and look at it. But there was some ABs. I remember in 2017 in August, and I remember Archer was pitching, and Beltran was up, and there was just like this weird at bat where he was spitting on changeups, and I remember hearing like a bam bam, and then I remember seeing a slider, and it was like I heard a bam, and I'm in right, so I'm right next to their dugout.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just a little something strange where you're like, it's so loud in there that it kind of muffles together, but you're like, oh, that's weirdly consistent, you know?
Wow.
But again,
yeah.
I wasn't out there trying to accuse anyone anything, but you know, you go back now and it just kind of confirms, like, wow, this stuff was really going down.
Well, let me throw this by you here, Steve, because I get it. You know, not everybody's Derek Jeter playing 20 years for the same team. So you've already been on a couple of teams. You'll be on another team when somebody picks you up before spring training. So you have to protect your earning power. Mm-hmm. And the last thing, I get it that you wouldn't want to alienate anybody and accuse them of something at the highest level and possibly be wrong and then put yourself in a position nobody wants to employ you. But why not somebody...
Right.
In charge of the Diamondbacks, why not take the pressure off of Steven Souza or whomever it is? Go, you know, I don't matter who it is, you know, send an email to Manfred, call somebody, call Joe Torre. I mean, that's the job of the Diamondbacks, not Steven Souza.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, Brandon, I think that stuff was going on. I think that's how it all got started. I mean, there's been investigations, but really, you know, you can say all you want, but at the end of the day, like, there has to be someone on the inside to talk, like, to say, this is what we've been doing.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's just hearsay. It's just accusations, and that stuff happens all the time. And so I think what Mike Fiers did is what really turned the corner. You know, I mean, this guy's not lying. He's in the middle of it, you know. And so what are you going to do? And, you know, I see both sides of Fiers. I mean, I see, you know, him – selling out his teammates a little bit, but at the same time, like, I mean, he was just being honest, and You know, I think more of it would be for me with him is like, what was your intent? Was your intent mad because they let you go?
Mm-hmm.
Was your intent to clean up the game? Because if it was to clean up the game and that was the idea, then I'm all for it. But if he was mad in Oakland that they were using it against him and now, you know, he says something, I'm not all for that. You know what I mean?
I would distinguish between the two as well. And you talk to Steve and Souza here on Tiki and Tierney. Steve, can you expound on this? Because I think this is very important. Everybody reacts to a ball going over the fence or, you know, hit on the screws, a bullet in the gap. To me, the thing that I look for in terms of pitch identification, being tipped off, is how you take a pitch. Can you, because you're the player, I'm not, but to me, when you don't see a flinch or a shoulder lunge or a knee buckle on a nasty pitch, that tells me all I need to know. Can you tackle that a little bit?
No doubt about it. That's kind of one of the tall tale signs. It's not necessarily that, like, you watch a team hit balls on the screws and you're like, oh, they've got me.
Yeah.
It's more of when you take it, because guys get hit all the time, right? So it's hard to distinguish. It's when you start taking these nasty pitches that you're like, well, 90% of the league is swinging at this, you know? Mm-hmm. Why aren't you? You know, I'll go back to the Glasnow analogy, because they had, I think, a glove tip on him in the playoffs. I'm not sure. I'm just guessing. But, you know, they had his breaking ball and fastball. And so when he's throwing that breaking ball in the dirt, and you're not even – it's 88, 86 when he's throwing a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. So when you're throwing a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, you got to get it going. Like, you don't have time to sit and react. You got to get it going, and you got to just be able to put on the brakes.
Yeah.
And
So you had to know something was coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But when that curveball comes, if you're thinking fastball, you put the brakes on, and hopefully you hold it up for the ball. But if you know what's coming, when that curveball hits the dirt, you just stand strong, and we call it a pro take, a show take.
Hey, Steve.
I saw that out of your hands.
Steve, like we have about 30 seconds here, but in the levels of egregiousness, where does this sit? Is this up near the steroid? Is it below it? Where does
Black
this
Sox
sit?
That's tough. You know, that's tough to say. You know, it's up there. You know, I mean, it's probably one of the greatest team-wide scandals in sports in a long time, you know. And the sad thing for me is those are really, really good players already over there.
Yeah.
I mean, fantastic players. So you put that in, it's up there. Yeah, I don't know what steroid or not, but it's definitely up there.
Hey, listen, this was awesome. We're going to get you back on as soon as you sign with your new team. And Steve and Suze, it's been a little bit, but we're following you on social media. Great intel. I'm sure our audience loved it. Great having you back on the show, buddy.
Appreciate you, Steven. Good luck to you.
Guys, always a pleasure. I look forward to Tierney's interactions with KD again.
Hey, listen, man. The guy was trying to come at me, Steve. I can't get out like a chump, man. Come on. Thanks, pal. Steven Souza, he's awesome. That was we got a few things to react to there. That was some pretty good stuff.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.